At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chris?
Oh, Steven?
I saw you scrolling through the app and I...
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was you. I'm not usually this candid, this fast, but wow, that picture doesn't do you justice.
Thank you, I guess. I like those glasses. You weren't wearing them in any of the pictures on the app.
No?
No, they really work. On you. So you're an architect?
I'm an...
I've never met an architect before. And you just moved here, from Germany?
I did.
Berlin sounds amazing. To be honest, I kept thinking you'd have an accent.
Wait, sorry. You aren't Chris, 37, originally from Long Beach, who likes mountain biking, old movies, and dogs, are you?
No. So you aren't Steven, 39, an architect recently moved back to the States from Germany, who likes craft beers, kayaking, and bad sci-fi?
Afraid not. Sorry.
Oh, well, no harm done. Nice to meet you, Steven.
And nice to meet you too, Chris. I'll just grab my...
Right. Good luck tonight.
Huh?
On your blind date?
Blind? Oh, right. Dating apps, yeah. Not quite blind, though.
Well, true. But blind enough that we just...
Good point. Very good point.
Have a good night, Steven.
You too, Chris. Have a great night.
Spoken Realms presents Yet Another Dating App, written and directed by Stephen J. Cohen. Starring Shiromi Arserio, Gail Shallon, and Eunice Wong. Featuring Robin Miles. Act 1, Launch, Part 1.
Come on, Bex, pick up. Voicemail? Seriously? Where the hell are you, Becky? Sidra's almost done with the presentation and you no-show? What the fuck? I've got to go. It's almost time for the Q&A.
To review, what makes Dateworks different from all other dating apps is our unique take on artificial intelligence. By feeding our machine learning algorithm data gleaned from social media, online resumes, purchasing histories, Netflix queues, and every other thing that makes a user's online fingerprint, we create a meta profile, much more accurate than anything else out there. Because let's face it, people don't lie exactly, but they do tend to put their best foot forward in any way that they can. They spin everything they can to show themselves in the best possible light. And the more people misrepresent themselves online, the harder it is for a dating app to give them accurate matches. Our AI has found patterns within how people tend to bend the truth about themselves. Similar personality types tend to use similar tools and techniques to amend their own self-images. Knowing this, our AI can cut through the typical BS found in a dating profile and find someone that a user really is compatible with. Talk about yourself using any words you like, it doesn't matter. The AI knows exactly who you are and exactly who you are looking for. I'm Sidra Alam, president of Dateworks Incorporated, and I thank you for your time. Before I take your questions, I'd like to take a moment to invite my co-founders up on stage. Our Chief Financial and Chief Operating Officer, Paige Huang, Yale School of Management.
Where is she?
No idea.
It seems that our other founder, Rebecca Stern, Chief Technical and Chief Information Officer, MIT, was not able to join us today. So go easy on the geeky questions, if you please. Yes, sir. Yes, you, sir. Your question is...
Get out here, Becky, right now.
Calm down, Paige. I had them eating out of the palm of my hand. It's...
I don't want to calm down. I want to know where she was and why she wasn't there.
Hey, Bex.
Hi, Sid.
Where were you?
Here.
Why weren't you at the presentation? There was $14 million on the line. The least you could have done was show up.
There was a problem in the code.
There's always a problem in the code.
Not like this.
What do you mean, not like this?
The data that we've been collecting from the beta testers doesn't match the data in the test sets.
What does that mean?
Wait, doesn't match how?
The test data that we fed the system was generated by internet users from 2011 through to 2015.
So,
that was before fake news became a thing.
I don't understand.
Fake news? Wait, what does the orange shit stain have to do with anything?
Simple. Before Trump, when people lied, they mostly took an honest-to-God fact and tweaked it.
And after Trump?
After Trump? It's a pure lie. Just a lie, nothing else. Oh my God.
Exactly.
I'm lost.
The AI was designed to find the truth inside the white lies.
But now there's no truth to find. It's all lies.
You got it.
Oh my God.
The AI can look as hard as it wants, but 4 years of fake news has convinced people that facts just don't matter. People are lying about absolutely everything on their profiles now. They aren't just shaving off a few pounds or making themselves a few years younger anymore. Up is down, down is up, cougar is kitten, GQ is Mad Magazine.
So the app...
is suddenly no better at making matches than throwing darts at random pictures on the wall.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well...
Seriously, I'm not feeling good.
No, not yet.
What?
Cynthia.
Oh my God.
Really feeling...
Becky, does Cynthia know?
Oh, hell no.
She'll be here in 10 minutes.
That alarm?
Was the Cynthia post-presentation, oh my God, you were just fabulous, fabulous meeting warning.
She'll pull our funding.
Don't be crazy. She won't pull our funding.
She can't afford to pull our funding. She's already in too deep with us. She sunk 19 million of her own personal...
27 million.
27? When did it become 27?
Last week, after the meeting with Google. She paid for the upgrade to the VMs, the offices, the build-out, everything with a certified check.
She's early.
Both of you, shut up. Just shut up and let me handle this.
But...
No buts, Paige. Bex!
Shutting up.
Paige?
Okay, shutting...
Now that was just...
Fabulous?
Sensational, Sidra! That was truly sensational. You had them. You totally had them. Drew and Arash, they're ready to throw money at us right now.
Drew and Arash.
That's right.
Drew Houston and Arash Ferdowsi, the Dropbox founders, they want in.
Sid, everybody wants in. Our app is going to blow the entire online dating scene wide open. Why are you two so quiet?
How much are the Dropbox guys going to invest?
Oh, we're not taking their money.
We're not?
No, they're vultures. The only reason they want in now is because they know we're about to cash out.
Cash out?
Paige?
Shut up, Sid. Cynthia, what do you mean by cash out?
Is there something going on here?
Cynthia, please explain what you mean when you say cash out.
Paige, we're about to get an offer. A big, fat, juicy, oh my God, you weren't lying about the size, offer.
An offer?
Bex.
Hold up, Sid. Who's making the offer?
Match Group.
Oh God.
Match Group. You're serious?
I don't joke about money.
They own Tinder, Hinge, Match, of course. OkCupid, that fish one?
Exactly. Any kind of a dating app worth owning. They know a good thing when they see it. Why should they compete with you when they can buy you?
Our user base is tiny. We've only just entered the public beta.
Becky, this isn't about our user base. They're Match Group. Match Group. They already have our user base. All those sites you named. All Match Group. They're all the same. People think that each site is unique, but they're not. The same people make profiles on all of the sites, desperate to try to find the right one. Same lame profiles, site after site after site. Then, there's our app. It's different. It's unique. It's demonstrably better than anything they have. It's the tech they're after. They want to buy us while we're small enough to be bought.
What do you need us to do?
Becky, you build out the code, collect the data, and keep things humming along.
Got it.
Paige, you crunch the numbers, organize the books, and get everything ready for the offer when it comes.
Cynthia, I...
She will.
Great. And you, Sidra? Just one more round of funding. One more round of simply stellar pitches. Keep selling it right up until the offer is accepted.
Will do, Cynthia.
Do you three understand how incredibly rare this is? Almost no new app gets this much traction this fast. You've built something truly amazing. And when the deal is done and the four of us get to walk away, we will be, oh, so much richer, and I do mean that financially, not metaphorically, for the experience.
We'll do everything you say, Cynthia.
I've got to go. Drinks with Sundar before he jets back to Mountview. How do I look?
You look great.
Thank you. Okay. I'm off.
Bye, Cynthia.
Bye.
We'll do everything you say. Cynthia? Becky, what the hell did you just do?
Paige?
No, Sidra! Becky! What the hell did you just do?
Paige, let me explain.
You'd better explain. We don't have an app. We don't have anything. It's a worthless pile of crap, right?
I said it was broken.
And it can't be fixed, right?
Correct.
So then how is it not a worthless pile of crap?
We don't need to fix it.
What do you mean?
Of course we have to fix it.
No! Listen, please, let me explain.
Okay.
Paige?
Explain.
When Cynthia said that Match Group already had our users, she was right. When she said that Match Group already owned all of the major dating sites, she was right about that too. But when she said that they wanted our app, she was wrong.
What the hell?
Let her finish. So, they don't want to buy our app.
They do want to buy it, but they don't want to use it. They don't want anyone to use it, ever. Think about what Cynthia said. One company, all those sites. They are making money hand over fist the way things are right now. They want to buy our app to kill it.
What?
Like DuPont did to pantyhose back in the 1940s? DuPont made artificial silk stockings back in the day, so they bought a patent from this inventor who came up with a cheap, comfortable material that would never, ever develop runs.
How is that the same?
They didn't buy the patent to make the tights, pantyhose, whatever. DuPont bought the patent to kill the product.
Exactly. Pantyhose were cheap to make and wore out fast, so women bought new ones a few times a month. Comfortable ones that didn't wear out would have killed the market.
They want to buy our app to kill it.
Exactly. And if they want to buy our app to kill it, does it really matter if it doesn't actually work at the moment? What we've built is just as valuable to Match Group broken as it is when it worked.
Now my brain hurts.
There's value in our data set. There's value in the machine learning we've built for that data set. There's value in the AI that we've designed that scans that data. All of that value is still there. Our mistake was trusting that the way people use social media was static, wouldn't change. Let Match Group buy it all. And if they want to do something with it later on, let them. Or not, it'll be their call.
So, how do we do this?
We throw darts.
What?
We throw darts. Becky, you said that right now the app is no better at making matches than throwing darts at pictures on a wall.
It was a metaphor.
It's the best idea we've got.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that while you, Paige, get to sit behind a screen crunching numbers, and while Becky gets to sit behind a screen tweaking code, I have to stand up on stage after stage and pitch the hell out of this thing to investors. And for me to do that, and do it well, actual matches need to be made.
A shadchanit? You want me to be a shadchanit?
A shadchan...
It's Yiddish for matchmaker.
Well, I thought that was Yenta.
Oh no, that just means motor mouth. That's why they named the character in The Fiddler on the Roof that. She wouldn't stop talking.
Shalhanits, matchmaker, whatever you want to call it, for the next few months, that's us. We are going to do all of the matching ourselves, by hand. That's the only way this is going to work. Agreed?
I'm in.
Paige?
Wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. We get together once a day or something here in the office, assign new matches to the users by hand, then Becky will take that info and feed it into the app? And that will be better than letting the app do the work because...
Because even with very limited data at hand, we're likely to make better matches than the AI right now. Sitch's right. If we were to let the AI just do its thing, the users will turn on us in a matter of days. If word got out, Match Group would likely lowball the offer or maybe even pull it entirely. Are you in, Paige?
Yeah, I'm in.
What's wrong?
Do we tell Cynthia?
Hell no!
Not yet. She doesn't need to know right now. Let's see how it goes first. What are you thinking, Bex?
The three of us. Three startup founders. Three top business school grads. Three totally kick-ass, wonderful... For the next few months, we're three matchmakers. Shalhanit. My bubby, my grandma, would plot. She would fucking plot.
What's plot?
You have been listening to Yet Another Dating App, written and directed by Stephen J. Cohen. Starring Shiromi Arserio as Sidra, Gail Shallon as Becky, and Eunice Wong as Paige. Featuring Robin Miles as Cynthia Latham. Other characters brought to life by Stephen Kilcullen and Mark Sanderlin. The production manager was me, Andy Melendez. And video editor was Olivia Arthen. Yet Another Dating App was recorded with help from Kitty Hendricks, Amy Rubinate, Mosaic Audio, and John Marshall Media. And produced through an agreement with SAG-AFTRA. Supporting actors making a living through their craft since 1933. Yet Another Dating App by Stephen J. Cohen. Text and production copyright 2023 is a Spoken Realms production. Follow us on social media everywhere as Spoken Realms. And learn more about the show at SpokenRealms.com/yada. That's SpokenRealms.com/YADA. Thank you for listening.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.